Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Trader Construction Kit by Joel Rubano presents a broad, tool-oriented roadmap for building a complete trading practice, moving from analysis to execution and ongoing management. Rather than treating markets as a single technique problem, the book frames trading as an engineered system with inputs, rules, controls, and feedback. It spans fundamental and technical analysis, but also pushes into risk management, derivatives, quantitative methods, and the practical realities of getting trades filled and managed over time. The scope suggests a reader who wants more than indicators or chart patterns and is ready to think in terms of strategy design, portfolio exposure, and repeatable workflows. Rubano also connects trading decisions to data science and programming, highlighting how modern traders can structure research, test ideas, and automate parts of the process without losing judgment. The result is positioned as a compact kit of concepts and methods that can be mixed and matched, helping traders progress from ad hoc decisions toward a disciplined, measurable approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a trading system from first principles. A central idea in a construction kit approach is that trading works best when it is designed as a system, not a collection of tips. This topic focuses on defining objectives, instruments, time horizons, and constraints before selecting tactics. The book's wide coverage encourages readers to map the full lifecycle of a trade, idea generation, filtering, sizing, entry planning, monitoring, exit rules, and review. By treating each step as a component, a trader can identify where errors actually occur, such as poor selection versus poor execution, or weak risk controls versus weak signals. The system mindset also forces clarity about what edge means in practice, a repeatable advantage that survives costs and changing conditions. Readers are guided to think about assumptions, dependencies, and failure modes, including how correlations rise in stress and how liquidity can vanish. The result is a blueprint for turning intuition into rules that can be executed consistently, audited, and improved. This framing is valuable for discretionary traders who want structure, as well as quantitative traders who need a coherent research to deployment pipeline. Secondly, fundamental and technical analysis as complementary inputs. Rather than positioning fundamentals and technicals as competing camps, the book's breadth supports a blended view. Fundamentals help explain why a market may be mispriced or shifting, while technicals help define timing, risk points, and market behavior. This topic covers using macro and micro drivers, such as growth, inflation expectations, earnings dynamics, and sector rotation, alongside price-based tools like trend identification, support and resistance, volatility regimes, and momentum. The key is to translate information into decision variables. What would invalidate the thesis, what confirms it, and where the market is likely to react. A practical trader also learns to separate narrative from measurable factors, reducing the chance of overfitting stories to past price action. By combining inputs, a trader can create different strategy families: directional trades aligned with a fundamental thesis, tactical entries based on technical triggers, or hedged positions that respect both valuation and market structure. The emphasis is not on any single indicator, but on building a decision framework where analysis leads to actionable plans with predefined risk and clear conditions for holding, scaling, or exiting. Thirdly, risk management and position. Sizing as the core skill across many trading styles, risk management is the difference between a strategy that survives and one that eventually fails. This topic emphasizes that risk is not just a stop loss, but a portfolio-level concept that includes leverage, concentration, volatility, tail exposure, and correlated drawdowns. The book's focus on directional trades, spreads, and options implies a need to measure both linear and nonlinear risk, including how exposure changes with price moves and time. Readers are encouraged to define risk budgets, decide how much to lose on a single idea, and scale positions based on volatility and conviction rather than emotions. This also includes practical controls such as maximum daily loss, limits on open risk, and rules for reducing size during drawdowns. Good risk management connects directly to expectancy. Even a modest edge can compound if losses are bounded and winners are allowed to work. The discussion naturally extends to scenario thinking, stress testing, and understanding how execution costs and slippage can turn a theoretically safe plan into a fragile one. Ultimately, the trader learns to treat survival as the first objective and performance as the second. Fourthly, derivatives tooling, spreads, and options for defined outcomes. Spreads and options expand what a trader can express beyond simple long or short positions. This topic centers on using derivatives to shape payoff profiles, manage risk, and exploit views on direction, volatility, or relative value. Spreads can reduce outright directional exposure by focusing on the relationship between instruments, which may be more stable than absolute price moves. Options add the ability to define maximum loss, create asymmetric upside, or hedge portfolios in a targeted way. The key learning is to connect strategy selection to a specific market thesis. A directional view may call for a call or put, a capped move may suit a vertical spread, and uncertainty may be expressed through structures that benefit from volatility changes. The book's system orientation implies attention to the operational side as well, including how Greeks influence risk over time, how time decay affects holding periods, and how liquidity and bid-ask spreads change real-world results. Readers also gain perspective on when derivatives are appropriate and when simplicity is better. Used well, these tools let traders control risk more precisely and diversify the kinds of edges they pursue. Lastly, quantitative methods, data science, and execution discipline. Modern trading increasingly depends on data handling, testing, and consistent execution. And this topic highlights how quantitative thinking supports better decisions even for semi-discretionary traders. The book's inclusion of data science and programming points to building a workflow for collecting data, cleaning it, defining features, and evaluating strategies with realistic assumptions about costs and slippage. Quantitative strategies also require careful validation, including out-of-sample testing, sensitivity checks, and avoiding overfitting to noise. However, research is only half the battle. Execution and position management determine whether theoretical performance becomes actual returns. This topic includes practical considerations like order types, timing, liquidity, partial fills, and the trade-off between urgency and price improvement. Position management covers scaling in and out, adjusting hedges, and responding to volatility shifts without breaking the system's rules. By combining research discipline with execution discipline, traders can reduce the gap between backtests and live results. The broader benefit is a mindset of measurement and iteration. Define hypotheses, test them, deploy cautiously, monitor results, and refine. That process turns trading into an improvable craft rather than a cycle of hope and regret. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a single, structured overview of what a complete trading practice entails, aspiring traders building foundations, intermediate traders trying to become consistent, and experienced traders who want to broaden beyond one niche. If you have only studied chart patterns or only followed macro narratives, the integrated scope can help you connect analysis to risk controls and risk controls to execution and long-term survivability. The most practical life benefit is the shift from reactive decision-making to planned decision-making. By emphasizing system design, position sizing, and the use of tools like spreads and options, the reader can learn to think in probabilities, manage stress through predefined rules, and avoid catastrophic losses that derail both finances and confidence. Compared to similar trading books that focus narrowly on indicators, psychology, or a single asset class, this one stands out for its engineering-style breadth, fundamentals, technicals, derivatives, quantitative research, and real-world execution in one framework. That breadth makes it worth buying as a reference you can revisit while building your own process, selecting strategies that fit your temperament, and creating a repeatable workflow that can evolve with markets. If you would like to support Joel Rubano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.